form a good, positive relationship. So it's not just going to come naturally. We have to work on it. We have to work on it. There was a beautiful hadith I was reading, and I was surprised because I never heard this in Qum. Just a few weeks ago, I was reading this hadith in hadith books that, alhamdulillah, with the advancement of technology, are all available online for those who have picked up or have access to the Arabic language. A very lengthy hadith talking about the benefits, the rewards, what type of angels Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends when a person, and the hadith was talking about a man, a husband doing this. Usually men avoid doing this. I'm one of the first that I have to confess to this. Working at home, we think we do our responsibility outside. I'm taking care of work outside. I come home, I'm tired. I just get to relax as soon as I get home. People need to take off my socks and give me water, drink, and food and whatever, right? But especially, there's no way on earth I'm going to touch the dishes. Okay. Alhamdulillah, that's a good blessing. Cleaning the house, this is for everyone. It's not the hadith that are talking about this. Or for everyone. And I can go, and I don't want to focus on this specific example too much, but these are all available to us. And every person, shaitan comes to them, there's a reason not to like it. For women, it's one thing, and why do I have to do this all the time? Why can't the kids just pick up their things themselves? How many times did I tell you to do this? Well, people get frustrated, right? And for a guy, I do work outside, I come home, I expect certain things and so on and so forth. To do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It talks about, the hadith does, what Allah gives, and I was reading, this is impressive. You know, you think these rewards will be there for the night prayer, or for, I don't know, for the prayer of Ja'far al-Tayyar, or this dhikr, or that dhikr, or this dua, or that dua, or this ziyarah, or the other. No. You see something clean. Nobody asks you. You see yourself. Clean things up for Allah. Remember this. Remember how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes this act. You're serving others. As children, as youth, we have trouble. I remember myself. Everybody, we have that trouble. Parents say, you know, why aren't you cleaning up your room? Clean this up. I feel like, you know, why are they always on my case? Telling me to do this or do that. Listen to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Sahifa al-Sajjadiyya is وَبَسْطِ الْعَدْلِ, that you help me, O Allah, help me in this. بَسْطِ الْعَدْلِ, to spread justice in the world that's filled with injustice. There's plenty of it, so many different forms of it. Being involved in spreading justice in whatever way possible is a great worship. Imam Zain al-Abidin says, "Oh Allah, give me the tawfiq to be able to be part of spreading justice." When it comes to these things, we don't see them as religious responsibilities or khayrat, good deeds that count. We don't think that you can attend Quds Day with the intention of qurbatan ila Allah, and then on the Day of Judgment, you'll be significantly different compared to those who didn't attend this. We think of that when it comes to certain prayers that we hear, oh, everything about the night prayer, Salatul Layl, Salatul Layl, Salatul Layl. And then we're like, okay, you know, people who are doing it on the Day of Judgment, they're going to be seen as this or that. And when it comes to social, political responsibilities, we don't think that way. Like, okay, you know, some people say this, some people say that. But definitely, we don't think about it in the context of rewards, the hereafter, And saying that I want to do this for, or I want Allah to donate the rewards of this act to this loved one, to this person, to this individual that I respect or I have a responsibility towards. Those have a lot of khayrat. The jihad fi sabilillah that the Quran talks about, much of it has to do with that aspect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran in different ways, and we have the Ahlul Bayt telling us in the Ahadith, in Nahjul Balagha, in different ways, that jihad is a path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up for some of His special believers. What does this mean? The type of reward a person is going to get for doing jihad fi sabilillah. Striving, struggling, going through hardship, because when it comes to that arena, it's difficult. You think standing for Ja'far al-Tayyar prayer is difficult, takes 30 minutes. Well, standing for Allah, standing for justice is more difficult. Because when you stand for Ja'far al-Tayyar or some of the other prayers, you know, just standing, you're going against gravity. That's the reason why your bones start aching. But when you're standing for justice, you're going against tyrants of the time, and they're going to give you a heck of a time. It's a more difficult struggle. And those are very rewarding, more rewarding, as we have in these ahadith. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us understand Islam as it is, the philosophy of Islam as it is. If Muslims globally, the 1.56 or whatever the figure is, Muslims, and whatever the figure of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt globally is, if we all understood the actual philosophy of Islam and based our lives on what Islam teaches, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us, we would be living in a different world today. There are people that are moving in that direction, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us be part of that. People who are moving in that direction are facing difficulty, struggles. They're getting bad names. Let me mention as a good deed, and we intend that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts this as a worship. There are some believers, just like prophets, when the prophet stood up, they didn't have any mental problem. Any prophet have a mental problem? No, but they were all accused of what? Being insane. Lunatics. They're crazy. They're magicians. Were they magicians? Al-ayadu billah. The magicians at the time of Musa saw what Musa did. They prostrated. This is not magic. We know what magic is. We're magicians ourselves. This is not magic. This is divine. They prostrated. Right? But the pharaohs call prophets magicians, as Pharaoh called Musa a magician. Today, if you stand like prophets did, as followers of prophets did, as Ibrahim did, as Nuh did, as Musa did, as Isa did, as the Holy Prophet did, if you stand, they're going to start calling you names. And they'll get that out. All right. There are believers that are doing this. Believers in Iraq that are doing this. They created a whole mess, a scene in Iraq, to make it seem like the elected officials that are believers are tyrants. Believers in the Islamic Republic are doing this. They're standing for that which Imam Zain al-Abidin asks for. Bast al-Adl. What happens? The tawagheed, the pharaohs come. They start saying these people who are working for justice, they have implemented justice in their own personal lives, in their lives and in their family, in their countries, they are implementing justice. These people are the ones who are ruthless. It's amazing. I was in a coffee shop in Orange County a couple of days ago, and some, I think they were college students, they came in, and one of them, they were non-Muslim. I overheard them speaking to 100 killed in protests in Iran. What are these guys talking about here? What's this media? Who are these people? The pharaohs of the time. 500,000 Iraqis killed because of the American invasion. Nobody cares. Where they preserve life and don't allow people to get killed, they say 100 protesters killed. And then what happens with us here? What happens to people generally worldwide? I'm not worried about non-Muslims. Some of them are waking up to this and some are oblivious, unfortunately, and they're not following this. But some of the Shia start buying this nonsense. Some of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt are buying this nonsense. Some of the Muslimin are buying this nonsense. Do the math. If the pharaohs are saying Musa is a magician, you don't accept the word of the pharaohs. You know that what they're saying is for their own benefit, and they won't shy away from doing anything, taking lives, playing around with the truth, and so on and so forth. Standing, saying the word of haq here, brothers and sisters, this is an ibadah of Allah that has so many rewards. It's a form of jihad. As we said, the hadith says, jihad is a path Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens for the special believers. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses all of our forefathers, our parents, grandparents, forefathers, relatives, believers that we owe, teachers, ulama, whoever, with the blessings of this worship on this night, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the return of our imam. We ask him to help us become his true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping his cause, those putting their lives on the line, to protect Islam and the Muslimin, in the Muslim world and outside of that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our ulama, our maraja, our leader. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all of our sins, forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who passed away, those who are still alive. We ask Allah to grant all of us and all believers worldwide their hajat, their needs, their requests, relieve all of them from hardships, difficulties, sufferings, illnesses, and otherwise. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabi wa alih rahimallah an qara al-fatihata ma'as salawat.